This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Taking you up until 2 o'clock on a Patriots Friday. We'll talk to Milt the Stilt Williams any moment.
All right.
On a Patriots Friday.
Looking forward to that.
We have WEEI Afternoons live from Fenway, taking you up to Red Sox and Yankees tonight. You got the old booth swap.
Booth swap tonight.
Fleming, Sims, Middlebrook, Susan, they're all going to mix it up.
Exciting.
In the third inning tonight, plus Pedro and Castig stopping by on the broadcast.
Tonight.
Josh McDaniel's going to be on Afternoons as well at 2:15.
Look at this.
Good week to have him on.
Yeah, some plate talk.
Hashtag plate talk. Maybe they can start shifting it into
leash
hashtag
talk.
Leash talk, yeah, for leash us. Talk. Yeah, if they could do that, that'd be great.
How long is his leash? How long is your leash?
Sounds like a personal question. Yep. You can text 617-779-7937. Now, Keith, this is a bit of a proposition on the text line.
All right. Prop bet?
No, proposition.
Oh, proposition.
Guys, big pizza party coming your way. If you annex the segment, Keith's Keys today.
What does that mean?
I'll send countless pizzas on Monday. I think they want us to get rid of Keith's Keys for countless pizzas.
How many pizzas are we talking about?
How many is countless?
I mean, we can count up a lot of pizzas.
Seven
pizzas to not do the segment ever again, or just
no,
today?
No, okay, no, we're doing it. Yeah.
Rich Keith, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keith presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct, and you're like, see, I told you.
Keith's Keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keith's Keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keith's Keys.
It's Keith's Keys.
Patriots, Dolphins, week two. Patriots, 1.5 dogs on the road. A over-under of 42.5. It'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff this Sunday from Hard Rock Stadium in Miami.
Nice.
There are over 165 Hard Rock Cafe locations in the world, including Biloxi, Sacramento, and Tulsa.
Ooh, I got to check the one out in Sacktown.
Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa has never lost to the Patriots. He's a perfect 7-0.
Seven!
Thank you.
Known for his speed and agility, Tyreek Hill's nickname is Cheetah. But I have here a statement from the actual animal, the cheetah. Quote, please stop associating us to that guy.
Some also call me the cheetah.
Hill shares a nickname with WEEI host Adam Jones. However, it is misleading. Cheetahs can reach speeds up to 75 to 80 miles per hour. Hill has been clocked at 23 miles per hour, which is still slower than an actual dolphin.
Oh, wow, really?
Dolphins are one of the few animals in the world that have been documented using tools. Namely, a wrench, power drill, and table saw.
Power drill? Underwater?
The Patriots held Las Vegas to just 2.3 yards rushing on average in the season opener. If the Patriots hold Miami to under 3 yards a carry, it'll mark the first time holding a team under 3 yards a carry in back-to-back games since 2023.
That's quite a stretch.
The Patriots will face Miami in the second week of the season for the 10th time in team history.
Wow, so, yeah, bet on that next year.
Tua is one of only two left-handed starting quarterbacks currently in the NFL, along with the Falcons, Michael Penis Jr.
That Penis Jr. is a lefty for sure.
Pats have lost five in a row in Miami. Their last win was Antonio Brown's lone game as a Patriot.
Good guy.
The Patriots will be playing the game on Sunday in Florida, the home of three NFL teams. One of those teams is the Jaguars, who currently employ Tony Boselli, a man, according to Bruce Smith, is undeservingly in the Hall of Fame.
They were celebrating Sterling Sharp last night.
While probably delicious, you should not eat dolphins. That's why tuna cans brag about not having dolphins in them. Hunter Henry might be surprised to know that he is one touchdown shy of 20 for his Patriots career, which would put him in a tie for fourth place all time in franchise history among tight ends.
Who are they again?
The Patriots will be playing this game in Florida on Sunday, a state known for their delicious oranges. Because they are hydrating, provide quick, sustained energy from natural sugar and carbohydrate, Pats players should consider having a couple slices at the half to actually score points in the last two quarters this week.
That's part of the halftime adjustments.
Kayshon Booty opened the season with six catches for 103 yards against the Las Vegas Raiders in the season opener after closing the 2024 season with seven receptions for 117 yards against Buffalo. He will look to have his third straight 100-yard game this week at Miami. The Patriot player to have at least three straight 100-yard games. The last one?
Yeah.
Wes Welker in 2012.
More impressive than the running streak there.
Booty can become the first Patriots player to reach 100-yard receiving games in his first two games of the season since Randy Moss in 2007.
Wow. Seven!
Moss, Booty, Spider-Man meme.
Tom Brady would have been a Miami Dolphin if not for collusion.
Hey, almost went there, yeah.
The Dolphins have two of Adam's cousins on their current roster, Benito and Jack Jones.
Shout out Benito Jones.
Sunday will mark Mike Vrabel's second game as Patriots head coach and Mike McDaniel's last game as Dolphins coach.
I'm giving him week three.
And finally, Jones, there are zero Derricks in the game. However, the Miami Dolphins do have a Derrick on the practice squad, linebacker Derek McClendon. So factor that in as you make your picks this week.
Wow, well that, well normally Keith, we add all these up. We might need to wait for the inactives and the roster machinations over the weekend to know if he's activated or
not. If he gets elevated, then
that's going to make me feel differently. But in the meantime,
game changer.
Knowing what we know now, Pats plus 1.5, I think.
I'm going to take Pats money line.
Okay.
All right. In your face,
Joe. Is that
Joe.
An option?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll bump the line up. No. Alternate. Pats alt line. Pats alt line.
You think they only win by one?
Shime was trying to.
By one.
You hear Shime trying to sneak in an alt line this morning?
What's Shime doing alt line?
He's like, Pats plus 2.5. I'm like, I don't think that's the line.
2.5?
That's what I heard him say.
No.
I don't
see that anywhere.
Yeah, I hadn't.
Oh, because he's betting against another influencer today, right? I heard the influencer doing colors.
Yeah, beat the geek. Yeah.
So Shime's the geek.
Right? Shime is the geek. Yeah,
not the person they bring in, right? No, they don't insult that person.
I would hope not. Yeah. I guess I don't believe so.
So do they have 17 influencers lined or 18 lined up to beat Shime and picks? That's a lot of influencers.
I mean, my guess is that's how the bit's going to work. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I would hope.
He lost week one, I heard.
He lost week one. Right. Yeah. To like a restaurant food influencer.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's correct. They were doing the color swatches today. Do you have a most flattering color over there?
Me?
Yeah.
All of them, probably.
Nothing looks
bad. Every color in the rainbow I'll wear. I don't think I have like a bad. I'm not like, oh, I can't wear that.
I don't. I like.
Do you have like a favorite?
Well, as we found out in the uniform bracket, I like orange. Yeah. But I don't even think I own anything orange. Not, but maybe I gotta do it. Makes my eyes pop.
You
should have
stopped that lady in the hallway and got your colors done.
You know what? When I was driving in, I raced.
Just screamed at her.
I raced.
What color for me? What shirt color should I wear?
She's like, I don't know.
We should, in retrospect,
none of it will help.
We should have just had her break down what we were wearing, like we wanted to do last year with Devon Godchow.
Oh, Godchow.
Just like break down, because he's a fashionista.
He is.
Yeah, we should have had her just kind of grade our fits.
She's like, this is what you know you're at work, right? This is what you're wearing? Like, yeah, well.
Lady, it's radio.
It's like a long sleeve tee.
So. We're lucky we made it to year two of this show.
It was probably one of the days you guys were matching.
It's cold in the morning.
Oh, we should have matched and made her break
it. Warm in the afternoon. What am I supposed to wear? You know what I've noticed? You went like thicker hoodie today. It's going to be warmer than that, though, afternoon.
It's not going to hit the 70s today.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
No, I'm not on my app.
It's already 70.
No, it's not.
I bet it is.
Open up. Where's the
weather? Let me check my AccuWeather.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Look at this. Boston, 70 degrees.
Mm.
Oh, I have 72.
72 degrees, Nick said.
I saw a high of 68. I feel lied to.
Oh, you're out of your mind. It's way warmer than that.
I've officially shifted.
This is why you get screenshots from Ken.
Maybe. I've officially shifted to hoodie weather.
But then I get a little sweaty in the afternoon.
I'm not looking back. I'm not looking back at this point in time. So there you go. Those are the keys every Friday here on a Patriots Friday.
I feel good
Jones
about it. I didn't realize how stout they were against the run.
Well, you sound a little. I mean, I guess money line.
What's the difference?
You're more bullish than me, actually, in fairness. I'm catching the points here. You're taking Pat's money line, so it is a little bolder.
Yeah, it's slightly bolder. I think they win. Don't you think they win?
I also think they win.
So at that point, you would go. Just
yeah, the line threw me off, but I also think they win this weekend against the Dolphins.
It's not a big difference, though.
Unfortunately, we've been wrong before. It wouldn't be the first time for this show. So stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoons coming up on a Patriots Friday at 2 o'clock. Offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels will be on with Hart and Fitzy and Ted. Joining us right now on a Patriots Friday is Patriots defensive lineman Milton Williams. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. You can look for the new lower prices everyday tags through the store and save on the items that you buy most. Milton Williams, thanks for joining us again on a Patriots Friday. Milton, hello.
Good start.
Oh, my bad. How y'all doing?
Great. We're doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing good, man. I just got out of practice.
All good. We're curious how you guys, with Terrell Williams away from the team, and we're all hoping the best for him, and we haven't gotten a huge chance to interact with him. I'm just curious what you'd take away from him as a coach, how'd you describe him as a coach, and what you guys are going to be missing without him.
Man, just a great human being, just a type of person he is. Just to see him go through that, it's definitely hurting us. It's just people and seeing him go through that, but it's definitely going to make us play a little harder for him, knowing what he's going through, knowing he's not gonna be out there with us. But it's gonna be the same process that we had during OTAs. So just a collaborative effort, you know. Feel like we got a pretty good plan on how we want to try to attack these guys. And, man, just go out there, like I say, every week. Just make sure we execute and, you know, be where we're supposed to be every call.
Mike Vrabel just told the media now that inside linebackers coach Zach Kerr is going to call the defense on Sunday. What can you tell us about Zach Kerr, and how well do you even know him as, you know, he's been coaching the inside linebackers here all camp?
Yeah, so in OTAs when Coach T was going to another situation, then it was the same thing. So we're familiar with him calling the plays and calling the defense. High energy guy. Really, just he know the playbook back and forth with him. Him and T, they've been together a lot. Just talking about our plan and how we're gonna do things. But I don't feel like it's gonna miss a beat. Like I said, we're familiar with. How he does things from back in OTAs when he was calling shots for us at practice. So I know he's ready for the challenge, and we're going to go out there and put it on the line for him.
Last week, and you mentioned you guys think you have some answers to the Dolphins defensively this week. Last week, you guys allowed 20 points, which is not a bad number. There were explosive plays, though, last week. I think there were 9 of them of 20-plus yards a week ago. Against the Raiders, how do you plan to limit big plays this week against what can be, not necessarily against the Colts week one, but what can be an explosive offense in Miami?
Yeah, they definitely got some track stars out there. So, man, we just got to, like I said, be where you're supposed to be. You know, we cover one, cover two, cover three, four, you know, just be where you're supposed to be. And then up front, just contain them. You get one-on-one matchups, you know, our thing is to win them. You know, I don't care who you matched up on, who you got. You know, you one-on-one, we need to win them and try to figure out a way to fade the quarterback, get turnovers. I don't feel like we got one last week, but we got to just do a better effort of, you know, coming after the ball and turning the ball over and getting it back for our offense. So we can get them more opportunities to put some points up and, you know, go from there.
You know, last year when you were in Philly, you played roughly 50% of the defensive snaps. Week one here in New England, already close to 80% of the snaps. So I'm wondering, is that something that you're really looking forward to, the challenge of? And also, how do you feel after that, or just all those snaps that you had on Sunday?
No, I feel good. Definitely been waiting for this opportunity. Now I just want to try to make the most of it. I always say, the more that I'm out there, I feel like I can affect the game in a way that they can help my team. So the more I'm out there trying to affect quarterbacks, get to the quarterback, getting a sack, getting a hit, give him to throw a ball earlier than he want or whatever, you know, try to fake the game and try to create negative plays and just be disruptive, run, pass, whatever, you know, just be out there. I feel like they brought me here for that. And, you know, that's my plan every week, to go in and be as disruptive as I can be.
Milton Williams, Patriots defensive lineman, joining us here, Jones and Keefe, on a Patriots Friday on WEEI. We were talking about your snap count last week. I believe it was a career high percentage-wise. Is that a good target for you, like 80-ish percent of the snaps?
I really didn't even know the percentage. I didn't even know. So I could play more if needed. I could play less if needed, you know, but I'm looking to be out there when I can be. If I need a blow, come out, get a blow, and be right back out there. Knowing the team need me up front to, you know, do what I do, and you know, I'm looking forward to that challenge.
Maybe a dumb question, but it won't be my first nor my last. Going up against a lefty quarterback, it's not very often that you do that. Does that change anything for you, or even the whole defense, knowing that, you know, if he is going to maybe roll out and pass, it'll probably be sort of flipped from what a lot of our quarterbacks do.
Not too much for me,
right?
Other than as far as like when he want to get out of the pocket, he's gonna want to escape to our right. You know, most of the quarterbacks would be right-handed, so they escape to their left. So some of the calls and stuff, we might have to flip them, but there's not too much on the front. You know, just make sure that we communicating out there, get everybody on the same page, and just executing the call, and you know, affecting the game.
I was just skimming through the game log real quick. Maybe I missed it, but it didn't look like you played in Miami before. How are you guys preparing for the heat down there?
It ain't been – I know it's going to be a little humid. No, sure. I've been hydrating all week getting ready for it. I've been down there. I had a joint practice with them 2 years ago, and it was scalding. So I already know what it's going to be like. Like I said, I've been hydrating all week. I get down there, make sure I get my IVs and all that stuff before the game. And shoot, I'm be ready to go.
How did you think practice went this week? Obviously, you want to, you know, learn from week one's game, but you also have to put it behind you and say, all right, it starts up and try to get our first win this week. But overall, these last 3 days, how do you think they went?
Yeah, just good, man. Just trying to clean up details, practicing faster, trying to get faster to where we need to be. Executing the calls, putting in new calls, taking stuff out that we didn't think was effective. And just like you said, moving on. Like, this league ain't going to wait on nobody, you know. But watch the tape, see what we did wrong, see what we can do better. And we got to move on to the next week because division opponent, division game coming up. So they like to say these games count as two. So we'll see these guys again as well. So, I thought practice was good, harping on just our tempo. Just picking up our tempo and executing at a faster pace.
Now, Milton, this is the second time we've talked so far this season. We'll talk to you every other Patriots Friday, rotates with Michael and Wenu. I don't know if you know that we're a big nickname show on this show. So we didn't know if you had any nicknames and what you thought about a potential nickname, Milt the Stilt. How do you feel about that?
Milt the Stilt, that's a good one. I'd had a couple nicknames throughout me playing through high school and college.
Can you share them? Are they air friendly?
Yeah, Jones asked if they're radio friendly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Damon, Debo, Milt, Big Milt. Milt, I didn't hear Milt still, or Milk. they change the T to a K.
Milkman Williams. Oh, I like that.
Oh, that's a good one.
Milkman
was right there under our nose.
Always delivers. I like that. All right, that's good. That's good enough for me.
All right, Milkman. Milkman it is. Well, best of luck down in Miami on Sunday against the Dolphins. Hopefully you guys get your first win on the board, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all having me.
All right, thank you.
Milton Williams, Patriots defensive lineman.
Milkman?
The Milkman.
Milkman, sweet.
He joins us every Patriots Friday, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. So he's been down there for joint practices. He's ready for the heat down there.
And it's Zach Kerr.
And it is Zach Kerr. You're right. Vrabel just, basically as the interview started, Vrabel said it will be Zach Kerr calling plays, which, by the way, neither of us really
like. That wouldn't have been my choice, although, as Milton pointed out, he did he had to do it in camp because, unfortunately, Terrell Williams wasn't around. Yeah, not
in a game and not in what some are calling, not you or I, but what some have been calling a must win.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's the best spot for his first game to call, but he was doing it early on in the offseason.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We can catch up to speed on more of what Vrabel had to say. I was trying to monitor some of that as we were doing the interview there with Milton Williams. But Zach Kerr will call the defense. He confirmed Gonzo and Keon White out.
Yeah.
Although Morgan Moses is going to be questionable.
And he says if it's not Moses, it'll be rookie Marcus Bryant. So if Moses, but Moses,
I would hope he was asked that directly and didn't if he volunteered that up on his own, that would scare me a little bit. Like, hey, guys, I don't know about Morgan. But I know who the backup is.
Yeah.
If he was asked that directly, that'd make me feel a little bit better. We can dig into more on that coming up with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. If you missed any of Milton Williams, just use the Rewind feature on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen live on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. Coming up at 2 o'clock, WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. Live from Fenway Park with Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels a little after 2 o'clock. So stay tuned for it. We'll get you the clip du jour. And it's time for Grab Bag.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's a grab bag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And we're back for Week 2's Bozo Touchdown Parlay. That's right. The Week 2 slate kicked off last night, but we have a Sunday touchdown parlay.
In the spirit of Mike McDaniel, it can't go any worse than last week.
No.
The Bozo touchdown
struggled.
Parlay. Yeah.
Struggled last week, but I think we had to get a sense of the board here. I think we were a little unfamiliar with the rules and regulations.
Yeah.
Turns out you need the guy that we picked to score a touchdown, not just have fun and be out there. So we have five touchdown picks for the week, and then we'll add it up and tell you what one ham will win you. Jones, who do you got?
So I'm going Travis Etienne against the Cincinnati Bengals. He had a monster week last week. I like Liam Cohen's offense, as I've told you before. And it's a high over-under. He has most of the touches in that backfield. Bengals are a bad run defense. Travis Etienne plus 110.
I'm going with DeAndre Swift, Chicago Bears running back, in what I am referring to as a double revenge game.
Nice.
DeAndre Swift, former Lion. His head coach, Ben Johnson, former Lion. You have Bears-Lions, week two. We saw him have Montgomery and Gibbs score touchdowns like every week last year for the Lions under Ben Johnson. So give me a DeAndre Swift anytime touchdown. Billy Lanny.
Hope you like Lego Death Stars.
I do.
He has fives.
I do.
I'm going with backup turn starter Mac Jones.
Oh, boy.
To rush a touchdown in this weekend.
Mac anytime.
Mac Scoot.
Okay.
That PS5.
I mean, Purdy runs for some touchdowns in that offense, so it might be there for Mac. Good value at plus 500.
It is great value.
Nick?
All right.
I'm actually kind of going off of that, too. Mac Jones last year with Brian Thomas, he targeted him like 15 times
a
game.
What are we doing?
So
Mac double stack?
Give me Ricky Pearsall. He could get... With no Kittle and no Jennings, Ricky Pearsall all the score this week.
Okay, so we have a Mac throwing touchdown and a rushing touchdown Bozo touchdown parlay.
What if Pearsall throws it to Mac?
Oh, that wouldn't count for Pearsall.
It would count for Mac.
Yeah, we take it.
Not Pearsall.
All right, and then Terp is going with Justin Fields plus 155 to scoop one in against Buffalo.
So you can shop around Sportsbook Rhode Island. I threw these up there as well, and it is one ham. To win two Lego Death Stars and a PS5.
Wow.
$1.429. $626.
Wow.
$2,545 and change.
Nice. The over-under in that San Fran game, by the way, 40.5, and we need two touchdowns, so okay.
If we hit this, though, if I showed up with two Lego Death Stars.
One over each shoulder.
My wife would be like, what are you doing? I'm like, don't worry about it. It's covered. Covered. Got it at the parlay this week.
And we have a PS5.
PS5's in the car. PS5's in the trunk.
Can somebody get a set of hands here? Hey, Cece, you run out and grab a PS5 out there? That's excellent. All right. We'll tweet that out as well if you want to follow along. But it is a long shot. But we're going to take Travis Etienne, DeAndre Swift, Mac Jones, Ricky Pearsall, Justin Fields. Two quarterbacks, two running backs, and a wideout.
And the world's going to know your name. It's your name, man.
Alexander.
Grab bag.
My name is Alexander.
Grab bag.
Survivor pool. We all survived week one. Everybody picked a winner last week. Week two, Jones, give me a winner.
Okay.
Can't be somebody you used last week.
I did this last year, and I paid for it. Baltimore was a heavy favorite at home against Cleveland. I'm going with the Ravens again. They're favored by 11.5.
That's a big number.
That's my pick.
I'm going to Arizona Cardinals. They also are pretty big favorites at home against the Carolina Panthers. Maybe it's wishful thinking. Don't want to burn Baltimore just yet. So I'll take the Cardinals. My guy Kyler Murray and the Cardinals.
I know, it's a little dangerous.
Feels a little dangerous.
Billy?
I'm going to go with the Rams in Tennessee over the Titans.
Ooh, that's what Dice texted in. That's Dice's pick.
Dice is also
honorary member of the Survivor pool.
Enough.
Yeah.
Nick?
I'm going Cowboys over Giants. Dak is 13-2 in his career against the Giants. Both those losses, his first two career games against the Giants. So that's 13 in a row. Giants, give me the Cowboys.
Giants sound like they're due. And then Terp is going with Baltimore, like me.
All the grab bags. Walk like this, 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 this. Grab bags. Walk like this, 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 this. All the grab bags. Walk
like this. Jones and Keefe.
It is Red Sox, Yankees. Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, big three-game series. Sox are currently a half game behind the Yankees for the top wild card spot in the American League. It'll be a 7:10 first pitch, 6:10 pregame here on WEEI. The game is also on Apple Plus, so either you're not money bags and you don't have Apple Plus, so listen to it, WEEI, Odyssey app. Or you have Apple Plus, good for you. You could switch it over and listen to the home broadcast.
You're going
to
want to do
that. Which is pretty sweet. You're definitely going to want to do that. But it is friend of the show, Lucas Giolito, on the mound. He of the 10-3 record with a 3.38 ERA opposite Luis Gil for the Yankees. He's 3-1 with a 3.31 ERA. Sox are moneyline dogs in this one, plus 105.
Oh, I don't like that.
I do. Juice.
Oh, good point. Buying opportunity is what you're saying. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, they got their pitching lineup. You mentioned it with Giolito. It's not just Sox and Yankees on the field, though. We're switching up the booth in the third inning tonight, presented by River Spring Health. Dave Sims is going to pair with Middlebrooks. Fleming is going to pair with Susan Waldman for a half inning each on the stations WEEI and WFAN, plus Castig and Pedro tonight as well.
All right. And she's watching it with those eyes. And she's loving grab bag. All right, week three in the NFL. Course, Packers beat the Commanders. Packers look really good. They're now 2-0. Commanders fall to 1-1. Any other games jump out to you as must see this weekend? It's also a double Monday night week. Bucks Texans at 7. Chargers Raiders at 10. I think my favorite game probably is the one I mentioned earlier, is the Ben Johnson versus the Lions.
That's
game.
A good one. That's a good revenge game. Rodgers is Rodgers and Metcalf are playing against Seattle, so Metcalf gets a revenge game there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Philly and KC, I mean that's a good one. So that'd probably be top of the heap. I like the Monday nighter
true.
Too. Tampa and Houston's a really good Monday nighter.
Good point. You got a Super Bowl rematch, and I'm like, Ben Johnson's playing his former team.
But. Yeah, like we all like our rematches.
Yeah.
Yeah, revenge games, yeah. Yeah.
Don't use that one enough.
I feel like we should use that more. I agree.
We don't use that one. College football, week three for college football, Jones. You have a few marquee matchups. Georgia-Tennessee, both ranked in the top 15. That is at 3:30 tomorrow. The U, Miami, hosts South Florida, who beat Florida last week to jump up into the top 20.
Yeah.
And then the other big matchup would be Notre Dame at 7:30 at home against Texas A&M.
So I don't know about Notre Dame starting 0-2. They're almost a touchdown favorite in that game. I think I like A&M in that one. That's a primetime game that I'm locked in on. And then the SEC game of the week is always a good one, as you mentioned earlier. I'm not surprised necessarily about that Miami and South Florida line, but South Florida taking down Florida in the swamp last week was impressive.
You got BC is on the road against Stanford. So that's a 10:30 kickoff on the ACC network.
Boy.
Yeah.
Oh! That's it. I've had it with this dump. We got no food. We got no jobs. Our pets.
Grab bag.
They're falling off.
Jeez.
In the box office this weekend, Jones, Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, in theaters right now. It is a sequel 40-plus years in the making. Now, I would argue, if somebody said this is Spinal Tap, is a top five like comedy of all time,
you give it to him.
Sure.
Is it on your personal top five?
Mm,
probably not. But
no, maybe more 10. Like I love like the Vince Vaughn, like Will Ferrell, like those kind of comedies. But I love this. I watched this a ton, like starting in high school, and the music is really good. It's super funny. I like Christopher Guest movies. Like I like Best in Show. I like Waiting for Guffman. This is like the first one of that, and the cast is coming back. Like they're older dudes, but I'm intrigued.
Are you going to see it this weekend?
I'm going to see it.
This
I'm
weekend?
This weekend, yeah. I'll see it. Find time to see it and do a review on Dork for this.
Nice.
Yeah.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Do, 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 do. Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Okay, well, they didn't play yesterday, but they play tonight against the LA Dodgers. But more of note, San Francisco finds themselves just a game and a half behind the Mets, who have lost.
Mets keep losing.
Six straight losses.
They just keep losing.
It feels like now the Mets are out, and it's a matter of Giants or Reds, who right now have the same record. Who gets in, Giants or Reds? Because the Mets, I mean, they still got whatever it is, 14 more games to fall even further out of it.
Yeah,
they're a disaster.
Rosenthal had an item. I breezed through it this morning, but Rosenthal had an item where it was like all their players, Alonso and Lindor, they all want to win, but something's off with the mix. I'm like, jeez.
They need a players only meeting.
Yeah, maybe.
Turn on the radio.
All right, let's find out who the best baseball player was from Thursday, September 11th. Was it Aaron Judge?
Probably.
3-for-4, two home runs, 3 runs scored. Was it Jose Caballero? 2-for-3, RBI, run, 2 steals.
Oh, he's fast.
Otto Kemp, 2-for-4, home run, 3 RBI, 2 runs scored. Was it Kevin Gausman? Complete game shutout, 9 Ks.
Oh, I like that.
Real good. How about that game?
Yeah, strong.
Randy Vasquez, 6 scoreless, 9 Ks. 9 Ks.
That's all the options?
That's 5 options.
Okay, it sounded like perhaps.
We usually do more options?
Some days, yeah, you do like 7 or 8. Judge is the answer, Judge, yeah.
Kevin Gausman gave up 2 hits, walked 1 over 9. You're going Judge, though?
2 dongs.
You like that more than a complete game show?
I appreciate that, yes.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, former Yankee, as the Yankees are in town, as well as a Ranger, A, Mariner, Tiger, White Sox, Red, Twin, and Blue Jay. Wore a lot of hats, literally, in the majors. Was a good player.
Ruben Sierra.
He got it.
Wow.
How about that?
Ruben Sierra.
He said good player, and I said, yeah, ooh, I do
too good of a clue.
I remembered it with the Yankees.
Damn. Way too good of a clue.
How about that?
4-time All-Star, home run derby champ, and a silver slugger. Was runner-up in the MVP 1989 with Texas. 8th in the MVP in 91 with Texas.
Mm.
Was an All-Star in 94. Well, could have been that year in Oakland. And then, yeah, later on in his career, was part of those good Yankee teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, good career.
Let me give
20 years in the bigs.
Let me give a shout, because no one beat me to that one. So let me give a shout out to Arcan, who I think like 3 days in a row has texted me, and I haven't seen it when we were on the air.
Yeah, he's gotten some of those guys.
James Baldwin, like a whole bunch. Like the last 3 days, Arcan's been red hot. But as the Twitch chat said, rather be golfing. Wow, Jones for once. Yeah, I'd
for
say.
For once, got it.
Yeah, we've been.
Ruben Sierra.
It's maybe been 2 weeks since we've gotten one of those, me, Billy, or Nick. So.
Good thing I didn't say Joey Gallo when I was thinking about it.
Joey Gallo. No, I said good player.
I almost threw out Ricky Ledet.
Ricky Ledet?
Good. No, he doesn't qualify.
Fourth out. Yeah, you were saying
random.
You're saying like a
random,
fourth outfielder.
Sure. Random.
All right, Ruben Sierra. There you go. That is the random ball player every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. WEEI Afternoons come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And Josh McDaniels on the show today, live from Fenway Park. And we'll wrap things up with the clip du jour next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Back here on Jones and Keith, WEEI Jones. It is time now for our topic du jour. No, clip du jour. We do that on the Dork Podcast. Sorry,
what's,
Nick.
What's the topic du jour?
That's also a great question. Glad you asked.
Okay, good.
Well, today it's the clip du jour, which is also our clip of the day. And let's hear from a couple of our callers, shall we?
Bob is in Gill.
Good for Bob.
Yes, it is. It's in Gill.
And Gill.
Nice.
What's up?
Yeah.
Good for Gill,
Yeah. My prediction is they're either going to be first, second, or third in most punts exercised in
top,
the season.
Top for three sure. in punts.
Boo!
All right.
Boo.
Top three in punts. Right. And if they make six wins, I will be shocked.
Oh, wow. So Bob, very down on the Patriots.
Bob's down on the team.
I didn't hear any of Gil's predictions in there. How about Gary and Grandy?
Oh, I didn't know.
All right, Gary.
Oh,
what do you got, Gary? Gary, you there?
Obviously busy.
Oh. Hey.
Is Grandy
here?
There?
I am.
All right, what's up?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm getting my hair cut now because now I'm in Framingham.
Oh, good.
Took you guys a while to pick up. But anyway.
What are you going with, the boys
I know
regular?
You talked about this a long time ago.
Yeah,
the best football movies.
Yes, please.
And I missed the beginning of the segment. You may have mentioned this, but then that if it didn't end up in your top five, it's questionable. Hmm. Brian's Song.
Right. So we kicked that around for a little bit. That was a good couple callers.
I was nervous when he said, guys, I was caught off guard because I was bracing for something.
There's be like, well, now I'm in Lowell. It's like, jeez.
Ay, ay, ay.
But yeah, getting a haircut. Just wanted to chop it up on some movies there. But the other guy, too, he...
Bob and Gil.
Right.
Yeah.
He said he thinks they're going to be first or second in the league in punts exercise.
No, one through... I missed that.
Was that the quote?
One
Nick,
through three
in
punts.
They're one, two, punts. Or three in punts exercised.
All right.
Yeah. Total punts. Any callback by penalties... He's going to count those.
No. Just yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would imagine.
How many times did the punt team run onto the field? That's what we're going to be looking at. I don't know. A lot on the line.
There is.
A lot on the line on Sunday. I'm still saying they win. You're still saying they win.
I am.
But it's funny because we were just saying that they won, and we had a few people texting in like, why are you so confident? I was like, I didn't say I was so confident.
No,
you said you got to pick a winner. I'm picking them.
Now, real quick, you highlighted this in the last break. Schefter, and this is in addition to Bill Simmons?
Yeah, Bill Simmons had a tweet, and, you know, maybe innocuous, but he was just like, wow, it's almost 7 weeks since Gonzalez has been out with the hamstring injury.
With, like, an angry face emoji.
No, not just, like, the one that's, like, the flushed cheeks emoji. You know that one?
An embarrassed emoji?
Where it's like, ee.
Oh, that one.
No, not ee. I misspoke. What would the sound associated be with the one that's, like, the cheeks are kind of puffy?
The embarrassed one, right?
You think so?
I don't know. I don't know why you'd be embarrassed by this, but that's what it sounds like you're describing over there.
I don't know which one it is.
Schefter tweeted out, Christian Gonzalez is out for the second straight week due to a hamstring injury per Mike Vrabel. Gonzalez sustained the injury July 28th and hasn't practiced since. So Schefter is putting a timeline on it.
Oh, boy.
Which just seems odd to me. Simmons is doing the same.
Yep.
Are people starting to talk down there?
Check the
and it's
emojis.
An indication they're frustrated with Gonzo? If I were reading between the lines, which I like to do, that'd be my read on it.
Well, so
why is Schefter bothering with tweeting out the date?
So it's got to be three possible outcomes, right?
Oh, good.
I think.
Okay, let's hear them.
Setback to the injury.
Yeah.
Is something contract related, which you're kind of going down that road.
I sure am.
Or just, I don't know, was it the original injury really bad or worse? You know, I'm not going to question the guy's toughness
because
we don't really know that part of it.
Bad initial report.
Yeah, right. So a bad report actually was like grade 2, grade 3, so it should have been longer.
Which don't tell Jordan Schultz. Don't tell Jordan Schultz he had a bad initial report. He'll yell at you in a Starbucks.
But I almost start to rule that part out a little bit. One, because you brought this up yesterday. Wouldn't they just put him on IR? They would have given themselves an extra roster spot and been like, all right, don't worry about the first 4 weeks, then we'll get you. But he's not on IR. So each week he's showing up on the injury report.
If they knew it was a really significant grade two, grade three hamstring injury, you'd probably start him on IR.
Hasn't practiced in 7 weeks. Because they're not going to practice.
Maybe he's had a setback. No one said he's had a setback. So until that's reported, I'm curious. And it seems like Schefter is Schefter without reporting anything. I think he's letting you know a little something. The team's not thrilled he's still out. My guess, read it between the lines. But you can stick with WEEI Afternoons. I'm sure they'll cover this when they talk to, Josh McDaniels. They're talking to Mike Giardi today. Live from Fenway Park, leading you up to the Red Sox and the Yankees. We got the booth swap tonight. Don't miss it. Woo. On WEEI, the only local place you can catch the game.
You got that right.
Not only on the TV side, it's just on Apple TV, but here on the radio side as well. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy Pat's Dolphins. Enjoy Red Sox Yankees. We're back with the Patriots Monday at 10 right here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.